Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, here we are for another morning, State of Jefferson. Hope you guys are enjoying it. We got a little bit of clouds going on here, and another fine Sunday, though, and another good show to bring to you. Getting done wrapping up our fundraiser for the radio show for State of Jefferson and Sovereign Minds last night. Had a pretty good time. We're here with Wynn Carpenter today. The Mouse is out once again shooting at Yankees. They've got an event going on here locally. I believe they call it a tactical. It's kind of a practice for their Civil War reenacting that they do, and good time. And you know, Wynn was down there with us last night. What'd you think of the show?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, we did. We had a good time. I think what did we give away 13 guns. We either live auctioned or raffled off. We had 25 other prizes ranging from flights with Dick Wilkinson. And, you know, we had gym packages that we give away and Holistic Institute packages and all kinds of good
dessert
stuff.
Auction.
The dessert auction.
That was a moneymaker.
Apparently chocolate is popular.
It is.
It was a lot of fun watching some of the women go back and forth over the triple chocolate cake.
Yeah, it was. The guys just stood back and just waited for the dust to settle.
Handed over their wallet and said, okay, get your chocolate money. But, no, it was a good time. We are still auctioning off a 2013 John Deere Gator. We're only doing 750 tickets for it, and I think we're a little bit north of 500, so a little bit more on that, and then we'll be auctioning off the Gator. It's worth about $15,000.
It's a smooth riding rig.
It is. It's a lot of fun. You know, there's three of us out in the parking lot kind of checking it out last night, and it handled three big boys pretty well.
Yeah.
So We're looking forward to that. And let's see. News. We had Ukiah. There's a town hall in Ukiah for Mendocino. We're going to be getting a call from the front lines on that a little bit later this morning. Tell us how that went. And we now officially have county number 8 with Lassen finishing up their, yep, their declaration. And you want to talk about that a little bit, seeing how you were fairly instrumental in explaining to the board and getting that going?
Oh, as far as getting them on board?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't really have much of a clue in the very beginning of what was really going on. They knew they needed to do something, but they weren't sure quite what it was. And so I called a couple people I knew over there just to kind of get the shake the trees a little bit.
Yeah.
Get them on board and explain to them how CARB affects them and GRAP affects them and all the other stuff. And most of them are ranchers. And I grew up in that territory, so I understand, you know, northeastern Shasta County is just like Lassen County because they border one another. And so, and I've known several of the people over there for a long time, so we just got to talking about it, and they finally realized that it does affect them hugely. And so they decided they were going to embrace it, and they asked a lot of really good questions and gave them the answers, gave them contacts in which to talk to about getting the answers, and they did their homework.
That they did. It was a pretty powerful declaration. I mean, the laundry list of harm that has been caused by California, its policies, it's pretty powerful.
Their declaration is the most powerful of all the declarations to date.
Yeah. Lassen County stood up loud and clear and said, this is what you're doing to us.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's ranching, it's timber, it's all of the things that are traditional models of economy for us up here that have just been wiped off the board. And you mentioned GRAP, and a lot of people are not aware of GRAP and that it's coming yet. But basically, that's CARB for your livestock.
Right. You're going to be taxed on having livestock.
Yeah.
And the methane that they put out.
Yeah.
Really.
And
the grazing that they...
And when you can graze, where you can graze, how many animals per acre you're allowed, when they're allowed access to water, even when that water is on your own land.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And they want to fine you for the critters to go into your creek.
I know.
The creek that runs through your property, they want to be able to fine you and tax you for your livestock going into the water to drink it.
That you own.
That you own.
Yeah. It's insanity. And we'll be talking about CARB, I believe, on Sovereign Minds after this a little bit too. But one of the things that we had come up is we heard testimony from a couple of cattle haulers down in Fairfield. And CARB is actually telling them what weeks and months out of the year that they can haul cattle.
Nice.
How insane is that? You can't, you know, take a phone call from a customer and go pick up their cows and take them to high pasture, bring them back down into the valley, or CARB is going to dictate to you when you're allowed to transport the cattle, which also happens to not coincide with the times that BLM and Forest Service wants you to be able to release your cattle out into free range land.
Of course.
How convenient is that?
Yeah.
The hits keep coming here in California.
Yeah.
You know,
we can fix that.
Well, that's one of the beautiful things in Lassen County is they understand that there's a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of Jefferson is the way out. And nothing's going to change as long as we sit on our hands and do nothing.
Well, that's just it. A lot of people agree with what we're trying to do, but they're doing nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that's sad because, okay, are you willing to sit back and do nothing about it, but sometime down the future stand in a cheese line? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
You know, the rural areas have been hit so hard. You know, we've got EPA regulations that are coming down that have banned most of the fireplaces that a lot of our people here use for warmth,
mm-hmm.
and heat. That's been hit. We're hearing rumors now that they're going after outdoor barbecues because of the smell and the carbon emissions off the charcoal. You've got EPA that's putting up a $15 million grant to any university that can develop an automatic monitoring system for showers and hotels.
Yeah.
You know, so you're only allowed so much hot water for so long, you know, and the question is how long until they transfer that technology from that hotel to your home?
Right.
And a lot of people go, well, how would they control that? It's called a smart meter.
That we already have.
That we already have. A lot of people have it coming and, well, yeah. So there is more that just keeps on rolling down the hill and, we'll dive into some of that. We'll dive into some of the Jefferson news. And what I really, really wanted to talk to today is how do we affect it? How do we properly affect change? How do we bring our elected politicians to where they need to be and responsible to the people? How do we go from just educating people with what's wrong and getting them active and actually properly affecting the change that needs to happen to get this thing turned around, and not just hearing how horrible it is, going home, throwing up your hands, and then, you know,
saying, what can I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And doing nothing.
Right.
So, all right. Well, we got to sneak off to our first break here. And when we get back, we'll be diving into some of that. Citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Are you coming to a tree? But Dad may go down for his love to flee. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be. If we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
Welcome back, State of Jefferson. So, we do have ourselves Mark Baird on the line, going to talk to us about Mendocino County. So we're going to go ahead and dive right on into that and find out how it went down there yesterday. Are you there, Mark?
I'm here, Red. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. We're just kind of getting ready to get back on the road after Mendocino yesterday. We had the meeting in the fairgrounds, and there was a gun show going on at the same time in the next-door building. So that was kind of nice to be able to go through the gun show first and then went over next door to the meeting and probably had, I don't know, I'm guessing because I don't count them, but a little more than 100 show up for that, and people were very supportive. Not one single person made a negative response to it.
That's all right. Good. It's... amazing how the situation and the arguments kind of begun to turn. You know, people
well,
are...
it is. You know, I think the fight that we're in mainly in all of the counties is political apathy. I think people see their lives as unchangeable. They see this government of California and whatever corrupt politicians they're dealing with on a local level as so very entrenched that there's literally nothing they can do about it. And it's not true. We can do something, and we are doing something, but everyone has to stand up and demand constitutional republic. Everyone has to stand up and say they want a better life for their children and their grandchildren.
That's right.
I agree, and I think that's what's beginning to happen is people are finding hope in Jefferson. I think that's why we've become so large so fast, and why the Jefferson message is so powerful is because it is hope and it is people standing up and starting to realize, hey, we can take this thing back and be in control of our lives again.
You know, we can take it back, but we need representation to do it. And we need adequate representation in each county, which is all we're asking for, really. It's kind of interesting to me because the main obstruction to Jefferson are status quo politicians at the local level who are scared to death that their deal is going to change and that the people are going to get a better deal. And that's really our main opposition. Our opposition is not the people themselves. For example, the Sacramento Bee poll, I was just looking at that this morning, and it's 87% of the people in the Sacramento Bee poll, which is Sacramento, favor state split.
Yeah,
87%.
Yeah, and compared to some of the polls that came out when Jefferson first got going, I mean, that's a huge polar shift in opinion. As people become educated about it, understand what it really means, that's a landslide of change for us. And
yeah, it really is. And one thing we have to be cognizant of and we need to be careful of is that the attacks are just beginning. You know, the personal attacks and the attacks on what it is we'd like to do, which is restore liberty to Northern California and restore constitutional republic to a small rural state where people will have property rights and Second Amendment rights. And, you know, it's funny, even in this gun show, the types of semi-automatic sporting rifles that California desperately wants to ban, there was very, very little presence of those types of rifles in this gun show. Mm-hmm. And as many people were in the gun show, I was a little surprised there weren't 1,000 people at the Mendocino meeting. I mean, we did have a good crowd. The crowd was engaged. They were supportive. They asked good questions. No one was opposed to the idea when you explained to them that we don't care what your party politics are, but we need representation or you're not going to accomplish anything you want to. So no one's opposed to the idea when they look at it for what it is, which is just more representation for the people of any given county. But it's amazing to me how apathetic people can be. I spoke to the motel owner here where I am now, very supportive of the idea. He thinks it's a great idea, less taxes, better regulation, easier for him to do business. And he gets to keep more of his money for his family. But no mention of getting involved in it. So we really need to get people to get off that apathetic attitude and get off the couch and start gathering signatures and participate.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're going to be hitting today is how to go from education, how to go from understanding that there's something to do, and how to effectively go out and do it. You know, we had a speaker at our fundraiser last night that was kind of quickly detailing some of the methods to do that. And one of the points is that he was trying to make is you naturally try to communicate with your elected officials like they're normal human beings, and they're not. He was, you know, he kind of made the point they don't even really speak English. They speak politikese, you know, and an elected official's job is to get reelected. They don't care what your personal agenda is. They don't care what the issue is. They care to know that you have the majority behind you or think that you have the majority behind you. He used the example was that a county official would go out and paint every county building in the county blue if he thought that's what the majority wanted.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And, you know, government, somebody asked me, in fact, we had a guy in here from Sonoma County, he and his wife, very nice people. this guy was a, he's a liberal, and he was a very considered, intelligent guy. He asked a lot of good questions about, you know, and he didn't really understand the fundamentals of liberty. In other words, he would say, well, in your new state, are people going to have to wear seatbelts? I mean, things like that. And because he can't get past the fact, and his wife made the statement, do you really think people have the morality to be law-abiding, lawful, without as much government as we have right now? And I said, absolutely. I said, remember, government isn't morality. Government is simply power. And it's power exercised mindlessly.
So
stacks and books and loads of laws and regulations never, ever caused anybody to behave morally. They never did. It simply sets out the framework to punish the guilty once they've committed the crime and they're apprehended and if they're prosecuted and if they're punished. But certainly, when you look at our society, morality has not increased as the size of government has increased. In fact, quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. People feel like they can abdicate their morality in favor of government regulations, and that's not the case.
Well, that's,
our society is in decline. Our children's education is in decline because we have abdicated responsibility for our own liberty and our morality.
That's very true. It was Thomas Paine said in Common Sense that you can judge the evil of a society by the amount of government they require.
Yeah,
I couldn't agree with Thomas more. He was a pretty edgy guy, and he was right about 99% of that stuff. But when I finished with this gentleman, and we finished talking, and I spoke to him for a long, long time, he left and he said, you know, he said, I live in Sonoma County. Sonoma County would never go for this, he said. He said, but if you guys manage to complete the state of Jefferson, I am moving there. Is there a place I can sign up to help?
Fantastic.
And this guy, by his own admission, was very liberal, and I don't care about that. I'm fine with that. You know, liberalism doesn't bother me as long as we all have adequate representation. And he ended up seeing the wisdom in representation and the wisdom in the people being more responsible and more accountable for their government and for their own lives, and he actually signed up to help.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. And it really is one of the pitfalls that we as the citizens have fallen into is to allow ourselves to have that gulf between us because of liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican. If you get together and you start talking, you'll find out we're not all that far apart on a lot of things. And somewhere we've allowed ourselves to be divided so that they could conquer us. We've got to get back to remembering that we're all Americans.
Well, yeah, we have to get back to a sense of community, and thank God in rural California we do that far more easily than they do in the huge urban areas, because you're just a bunch of faceless people and you walk by one another. I remember the first time I went to New York City, and in my town in Fort Jones, you say hello to everybody you pass. You wave at every car that's going the opposite direction on the highway. Yeah. And someone passed me, and I said hello, and they crossed to the other side of the sidewalk, you know. So it's something that we do easily in rural California. However, the education process we face is steep. I mean, we have an awful lot of people to educate, and primarily local politicians. Now, I think, for example, in Shasta County, our program to get a declaration of and by the people, because the Board of Supervisors has absolutely chosen not to represent the people of Shasta County and chosen not to listen and chosen not to participate in any process that gets you people more representation, I think that program's extremely important. When we can get a declaration of and by the people of Shasta County and take that down to Sacramento, it's going to be one of the proudest days of my life for the people of Shasta County who got off the couch, turned off the TV, and told government, you serve us, not the other way around.
That's very true. And we're well on our way to accomplishing that, too. And there's
yes,
a little bit of karma, I guess would be a good word for it, that's coming around and swirling around our Board of Supervisors now. Some of the things that they've done and that they shouldn't have done is coming home to roost now, and that's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out. And, you know, we've told people that we've had some things and issues that we kind of wanted to hold back and keep our cards close to the vest until we could actually do something about it, and that time's here.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely a great thing, and hopefully our government is a government of truth and law, and hopefully the justice system is not a lie in California, as I believe it probably partly is anyway. So what we can only hope for is that the law and justice will be served, and that those who see themselves as above the law will be held accountable, and perhaps that message will spread to other local governments.
Yeah, I think it's going to be some very interesting times here locally, politically, very soon.
Yep. I do, too.
So when we do, we've got to skitter ourselves off to a break, and I want to thank you for the call, Mark.
Well, you're welcome, and time has come for 51.
Yes, it has. You be safe on your way home.
Okay, thanks.
All right. And this is 1460 KCNR. If you guys have any questions or comments, call in to 605-4567. It's just Wynn here and I today. We're going to be diving in and discussing how you go from knowing that there's something wrong to doing something about what's wrong, how to stand up and become politically active, how to enforce change, how to remind those politicians exactly who they do work for.
That's right.
So we'll be getting back into that after the break.
Whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't know no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the valley and the slum. And his shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Get ready to raise the rafters and rock the convent.
Sister Act, the smash hit musical the New York Post calls ridiculously fun, is coming here direct from Broadway.
Featuring incredible new music, Sister Act tells the hilarious story of a diva on the run who hides out in the last place anyone would expect, with a bunch of nuns.
She transforms the ragtag church choir into the hottest musical act around. And to her surprise, she discovers what sisterhood is all about.
Over 3 million people have experienced the joy of this divine spectacle.
It's hysterical, moving, and pure unadulterated fun.
And the best thing about Sister Act, you'll leave the theater feeling amazing.
So bring your friends, bring your family, and come shake what your mother superior gave you at Sister Act, America's new musical comedy classic.
At the Reading Civic Auditorium, Wednesday, March 25th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale at readingcivic.com or 229-0022. Sponsored by Action News Now, the Record Searchlight, and this radio station.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, April 2nd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Joe Larson on trombone. Oh yeah, and me, Linda Bott, on vocals. Join us as we swing to some of the best music from the American Songbook, 7 to 9 p.m., April 2nd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Reading local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
There we go, because we are. We're getting ready to burn it down. We've been licking our chops. We've been waiting, as we were just talking with Mark Baird. There needs to be a seismic political shift in some places, and Shasta County is the epicenter of where that earthquake needs to happen. We're mobilizing the people at doing that very effectively. Wynn has been amazing at doing that. You want to talk to the people about some of the things that we're doing with the signature gathering and...
Well, we've got an army of gatherers out there, and they are doing just that. They go out and get signatures, and they have pre-addressed envelopes, and all they do is fill them up, mail them in, we count them, and mm-hmm. we add them to our pile. And we've got quite the stat going right now,
yeah.
So we're doing very well. And for people to understand who can sign, it's anybody who is not being represented as a citizen of Shasta County.
That's everybody.
And as long as they understand the process and understand that they don't have representation, please sign it. You know, and if you don't understand it, have a little dialogue with us. We'd be happy to explain it to you. And it's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. We have children understanding this, and they get it. They understand that there's not representation. They understand that they're in debt right now, and they're children, and they have not acquired that debt.
Yeah.
So they get it.
They got to pay for it.
They've got to pay for it. So we're working toward that end to get that fixed, resolved, and turned around so that we can all survive here and maybe even prosper and do well.
Yeah. And that's our last town hall hosted almost 700 people.
Yep.
We had two that didn't agree with what we were doing.
That's right.
And when they kind of got into their reasons of why, almost everything they said was kind of uneducated.
Yep.
Was the antithesis of what Jefferson really is about.
Right.
And they didn't know. And some of the other things that we've been talking about and waiting for, and it has not been easy to wait for. Now that it is March and that there are some things that can be done and we can actually affect some political change with our information, we have a plethora of very dynamic information that we would like to bring about. Things that happened at the time that the Board of Supervisors decided to not discuss Jefferson, some of the conversations that went on around surrounding that in between Board of Supervisor members. And for those of you that read Shasta Lantern, you're going to have an extra special treat over the next couple months as we lay out in great detail how your Board of Supervisors are funding their campaigns off the back of environmental laws from California. And the reason that they don't want change is because they are enriching themselves on the laws that are breaking you and putting you out of business. We have the documentation, we have the paper trail, and we're going to happily start bringing that to you because it's time to dogpile on.
That's right.
So,
and you can check it out online or get the hard copy.
It'll be coming out in the hard copy.
Yep.
And like I said, we're very excited. We've been waiting to go, and the balloon's going up.
Yep.
It's time to expose Shasta County Board of Supervisors for exactly who and what they are.
And, you know, the timing is pretty good, too, because that's already started to begin.
Yep.
You know, there's that are think that we've kind of gone quiet and forgotten that they're lied and that they went back on campaign promises. And that's going to come home to roost, too, in a big way.
Yeah. Just because we're being quiet doesn't mean we're not doing anything.
No, that's when we're most dangerous. And you don't hear us?
Kind of like ducks on water.
Yeah. Paddling like crazy.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm hoping everybody stays tuned for that. And, you know, as Mark Baird was saying, we can change this. We can turn it around. We can get the people together. And I think one of the things that's going to surprise them very much here on the local level is the dynamic that we are about to bring to the table, because it is not just the state of Jefferson that they have stepped on the toes of. The Board of Supervisors have overstepped their bounds with a great deal of many people. And you take this organization over here and they can't really affect change. And you take this organization over here and they can't really affect change. And you take this group over here and they can't really get it done by themselves. But we've been busy talking the last 6 months. We've been talking to everybody.
And a lot of those groups are coming together.
Yes. It's like fingers on a hand. You got a finger over here and a finger over here. And now it's time to close the fingers and bring the fist to bear.
Yep.
Because you guys have run over just about everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. I know there's a lot of other people that are really, really looking forward and are excited to. Because I've had people all over me. Is it time yet? Can we do it now? Can we do it now? So, and, you know, some of the things that we wanted to get into is, how do you affect change? Because the way that you think you affect change is not the way that you affect change.
Right.
You don't go to your representative and ask him for something, you know, because that's access to power.
Yeah.
And access to power, your ability to affect change is now directly tied to the interests of the representative you're dealing with.
Right.
And you become subservient to him and his power because you require his power. Whereas you need to play the game yourself and remind him the only reason he has any power is because of you.
Because of you, right.
So, and that's a dynamic that needs to change too. Looks like we got ourselves a phone call. Oh, hey. You there, Jimmy? Jimmy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going?
Hey, pretty good. I live in America and I got a job, so.
There you go.
Pretty good. Hey, you know, you were talking about people getting off the couch and turning off their TV. And that, you know, sparked something I think about often is there needs to be, in my own personal opinion, there should be a TV ad campaign about the state of Jefferson, because you have a lot of people out there that don't hang around people like us that are, you know, would probably love a state of Jefferson, but they don't know the facts, or they're told, oh, it'll never make it, we can't, you know, fund ourselves. And if you noticed the last city election, a lot of the people that got seats on the Reading City Council, they saturated the TV with ads.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in my own humble opinion, I think if you guys raise money to do a short and sweet, you know, 30-second spot and just, you know, put the facts out there, that it might make a difference. It might not be a whole lot, but those people that are misinformed or uninformed might, you know, take notice. And I just wanted to shout that out.
I appreciate that. Is that an offer to make a donation?
Hey, yeah, I would, actually.
Okay. Get your contact information here to Bob, and we will get the proper people in touch with you.
All righty.
All right, and thank you for that.
All right, but you guys should start, a fundraising deal to do that, and I'd be more than happy to make the first contribution.
All right, and we will get you in touch with the right people, and they'll let you know some of the things that we are already up to.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you.
All right.
And that is one of the legs on affecting political change, is the ability to get your message out there to oversaturate the other guy. Unfortunately, it's one of the reasons that we've kind of lost control of our government. Okay. is because you have to saturate so much, because each of our representatives is responsible to so many constituents that has to hear the message. An average person cannot affect change with their money anymore.
Right.
It's when you're a state representative or a state senator that's representing a million people, that takes an awful lot of money to shout out the other guy.
Right.
And that's where the corporations come in. That's where the private interests come in. And that's one of the places that we've lost control of our government. But if you manage to shrink that down where they're representing less people, and it's easier for people to know who their representative is and know them as a person, then you get a little bit of your control of your government back.
Well, your vote counts more.
It does. It's,
I mean, you're dwindling the pot down a little bit. You're making a smaller pond, and they're having to deal with you straight on.
Yeah, it's direct representation.
Right.
You know, they know, oh, man, if I do this, Wynn Carpenter's going to be mad at me, and he's got 20,000 buddies, and I've only got 30,000 people in my district. I probably better not do that.
Right.
So, and that's how you return people to being responsible to you. And like Mark Baird said, our biggest opposition is the political structure. They don't want it changed.
Right.
There's a lot of our elected officials that don't care that they really don't have a voice to affect change for their constituents in Sacramento because they're big fish in their pond.
Yeah.
You know, we do have some guys. Good example is James Gallagher, new assemblyman for California. That is there to do the people's work. That, I mean, this guy has been rock solid, rock star for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he understands what's happening to the people in his area. And he actually wants to affect change for them.
Yes.
And has been fantastic. And we have some other politicians that they don't care because they're in it for themselves.
Right. Whatever they can get out of
like
it.
Like the guy out of Chico that said, I don't want the state of Jefferson because the population will grow, and I don't want my cattle truck to have to share the road with somebody else's cattle truck.
Yeah.
So you will destroy my future, mortgage my children and my grandchildren's future, and sit back and let everything go to hell in a handbasket just so your truck doesn't have to share the road with somebody else.
Right.
And you're sitting in an elected seat.
Yeah.
That's where people need to step up and change and remove that apathy. You know, a lot of people, they look at it and go, oh, I can never change it. Well, no, you can't. But if you get up and somebody else gets up and everybody else gets up and you get together, you can change it.
Yeah.
Money or not, power or not, we hold the reins.
And when they start coming together, they realize that there's a bigger voice. They have the same things in common, and they have a larger voice collectively versus individually. And they start seeing that. It's like, oh, wow, there are 20 people here that have the same mindset that I do, and we all start having dialogue. And then guess what? Let's make something happen. And that's what we've been finding every time we go to a town hall.
That is.
And then when we go back to that same county after having a town hall, there are more people, and they're wanting to make the move.
And one of the things that I enjoy and appreciate too is when you see the liberals and the conservatives in the same town hall, and then you see them talking to each other once again, and they're not arguing about some nonsense.
The petty stuff.
They're talking about the things that are important in the foundation. We can go back to arguing about the dumb stuff later.
Yeah. Well, and they talk about, you know, it's about family, it's about them. Mm-hmm. And how it affects them. And they both get that. They're on the same page. They're on the same team at that point. Work through that process and stay on the same team collectively, fighting the fight and making it happen.
Yeah.
Then you can go back later and split up to your individual way of thinking.
All right. We got to cut off to a break, and then we'll be back and wrap it up. And we do have to get together because we're so busy fighting each other. The communists are having job fairs.
Yeah.
You know, We're losing our country little bit by little bit, and we've become so accepting of everything that we're going to lose everything.
Yeah, like flags out of the universities.
Yeah, anyways, we'll be back. My daddy fought in World War II, but my daddy went to Vietnam. I ain't scared to grab my gun and fight for my homeland. If you don't love the American flag, well, you can't keep if you ain't down with
junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Of us are starting pulls apart, and we need to come together, because there are things that I think that we all as a whole know that need to be resisted, things that need to be just stopped.
Yep.
And you know, we've given some examples like of CARB, of GRAP, of the different things that are running us over and killing our ability to function as a free society. Those of you that have been reading the Shasta Lantern know that there's a federal takeover of local police forces that have begun. Yeah. And they're using the model that they did with Common Core. They're dangling federal funds.
It's all about the money.
City of Stockton is one of six pilot cities that will have direct oversight and interdiction by the Federal Department of Justice. They've taken over the Salinas Police Department earlier. Last week, they announced that San Diego Police Department will now have a federal officer in place with direct oversight and interdiction powers due to an endemic culture of abuse in San Diego Police Department. The cute thing is the people that are taking over are also the same ones that decided that there was an issue. So, you know, separation of powers dictates that the people that investigate, arrest, prosecute, and sentence should all be different people.
Yeah.
And that is not the case anymore. And there are some political ideologies that need to be resisted at all cost. And, you know, not to, I mean, the period point blank truth of it is the communists are after us. They're here and they're going to work on our system, and they need to be put to a stop. And the only way that we're going to do that is stand up as an American people and stop it.
Quit being so tolerant. We need to stop doing that. Quit being so patient and courteous. Mm-hmm. When things like this come through, don't, oh, well, you know, whatever, and just kind of let it go. No, question it.
Yeah, question
it all the way.
All of it. Resist all of it.
And spread the word to get it questioned.
You know, and see past the lies and the disguises. You know, like politically correct. What does that mean? It's censorship.
Yeah.
You know, is their speech offensive? Some people's speech offensive and thoughts and opinions offensive? Yeah. Guess they have a constitutional right to be offensive. You know, when somebody says you can't say that, it's politically incorrect, what they really mean is I'm disregarding your First Amendment right.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you've got to see past the lies, and you've got to get up, you've got to get motivated, you got to get trained, you have to train yourself to understand how the enemy thinks, how the enemy operates, how they're coming after us before you can properly go after them. And the last people that you want to believe about how the system works is your elected officials. Because the longer your elected officials can keep you in the dark, you will keep electing them.
Correct.
And that's something that needs to
change. And paying for their elections, apparently.
Yeah, and keep giving them money to do it. And, you know, we have some people that are very, very resistant to criticizing any of our elected officials. If I had a nickel for every time I heard, oh, well, you can't say anything about yeah. that, or you can't say anything against him because we may need them later. Okay, again, look past the lie.
We need them now, and they're not doing what they need to be doing.
what are we really saying here is don't criticize them not doing what you want them to do because we're worried in the future they may not do what you want them to do.
Yeah, no.
That's like me saying, I'm not going to spank my child for misbehaving because I'm afraid he might get upset at me and misbehave.
Yeah.
That's some of the most asinine logic that I have ever heard, and we run into it quite a bit. Oh, don't say anything about this guy. Yeah. You know, oh, he can do whatever he wants, because then you're chained to his table. Yeah. He's the one feeding you the scraps.
Yep.
And you've got to remind him, if you screw up, we're going to hit you in the head. And just because we hope that you're going to help us on this thing over here doesn't mean we're not going to hit you in the head when you do wrong over here. It's not a license to go out, do whatever you want, and steal because we're praying to God that you might give us something that we want.
In the future.
And
it's an accountability factor. Hello, everybody's accountable. We're all accountable to we're accountable to our children. We're accountable to our spouses. We're accountable to our parents and our employers and everybody else. We're accountable. They're accountable. They're accountable to us.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not being held accountable, then what's the point?
Yeah, that sums it up right there beautifully. If there is no accountability, there is no personal responsibility, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know,
why bother going to the vote?
Yeah, why?
Why pay your taxes that help support all of it? I mean,
why not just tell the politicians, you pick whose turn it is. We'll watch American Idol. You send me my welfare check and my food stamps, and I'll just go about my life. And you can run everything, and I'll just be a happy little peasant
until the food train stops.
Well, that's the problem. Somebody's got to pay for it.
Oh, that's right.
You know, it's. Well, I think we're about ready to sneak out of here for one more. We'll be back next Sunday. And wanted to thank Wynn for coming in and being here. It's always nice to have you. And until then, pay attention, Jefferson.
Sovereign Minds is next at KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is expected to become the first high-profile candidate to formally launch a run for the White House. A strategist for the first-term Republican senator tells the Associated Press today that Cruz will announce his candidacy on Monday. He has vowed to repeal the federal health care law, abolish the IRS, and scrap the Education Department. Yemeni security and military officials say Shiite rebels backed by Iran and supporters of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh have taken over the country's third largest city today and its important airport. The U.S. State Department has pulled the last of American personnel out of the country. The White House is downplaying House Speaker John Boehner's scheduled visit to Israel amidst new tensions between the Obama administration and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It's certainly not uncommon for members of Congress in both parties to travel to Israel. I'm not aware of all the details of the trip.